Bup.
I can't see it.
Bup. Yeah, it's con.
It's working.
Talk.
Well, Johnny, we're up at Lancaster, up Betty Lou's. We just come up here. She had the tape recorder up here to get it fixed to find out what was wrong with it and get the microphone. And we wound up, we had to buy a new microphone. So we come up to play your two tapes. We've just played them, so we're going to do a little recording. Here's Mama.
I had to come all the way to Lancaster. I was having such heebie-jeebies. I wanted to hear what was on your tapes. And Dad and I have planned to take next-door neighbor, Ronnie, down to see about frames for his glasses this week. So I'll ask the man. I'll have to listen again to what you had to say. And I was thinking if you're not using the frames you broke, it would be a good idea if you'd have sent them along. And I'd have had the correct width and size just to suit you. Wouldn't have been having to guess. I would have an idea. He'd have to have a pair of glasses to go by, frames, don't you think? He was thinking Roddy's would about fit him, but everybody's face is a little different. And Susie's going to say something.
Huh?
Well, that thing's important.
I'm speechless.
I know. You're yelling at all the kids up at work all day long. You can't tell me you're speechless.
Here.
Come on, tell Johnny about your day at work.
Well, Johnny, I had a rotten day at work.
That's good.
I have a terrible headache, and I took about six aspirins, and I work with a bunch of wild Indians, and we don't have enough chiefs.
No, Susie, that's just awful.
Or we have too many chiefs.
Too many chiefs.
Would you like to talk to Betty? Betty's carrying the conversation.
Yeah, go ahead. You're doing fine.
Well, Johnny, I hope you like it over there in Japan or Tokyo, wherever you're at.
Brother-in-law, tell me about Danny.
Oh, and I want to tell you about Danny. Well, I can't. There's not words to express Danny. I mean, in fact, there's not too much you can say about Danny. In fact, there's not too much Danny.
Now, that's good. You hit that nail on the head.
Well, I like
no. One thing I can say about Danny. We come down Sunday morning and shovel the snow before I got out of bed. I didn't think he'd big enough to shovel snow, but he
is. He's a plowing himself.
He's just trying to get angry with the in-laws.
Is that it?
That's what he told me. That's my theory.
So if you want to hear more about Danny, well, there's not any more to hear about Danny, because that's all there is of Danny. Now here's Betty.
Hi, Johnny. Here's Susie.
Well, Johnny, I don't know what to say to you, because I don't know you.
And has she been good or has she been bad?
Well, Betty had a wonderful
bedroom.
Betty has a wonderful bedroom. It's four walls, one door, and six windows, and no curtains. And you can't get into her bed yet. I mean, she sleeps on a couch every night. But I'm getting her pulley, though, so she can walk around the top of the room instead of the bottom, because you can't walk around the bottom. I should have took a picture of it and sent it to you. Of course, I don't know you to send you a picture.
Johnny, he put a refrigerator in here.
Yeah, I know Johnny. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
fine. Johnny, we won't know him if you don't soon get stateside so we can see him.
And your mom was telling me tonight you only have a year to go over there, so I'm kind of anxious to see you. I know Danny is, too. And Betty. No, I don't know Ruthie's boyfriend, but I heard of Ruthie's boyfriend. I mean, my brother knows.
Well, there's a lot of, there's something of him, because he's big as a brick soup house.
Does Johnny know?
No. Not unless he knew the hoods in the West End. People told
now you're talking about my brothers. My brothers get in it.
That's what somebody told me, and I said,
"Listen,
well,
Bob,
wait a minute."
Make no bones about it.
I said, "He's never denied that he was a hood, but I said, I want to know your definition of hood, because different people mean different things in the words they use."
That's right. I mean, I'm a bum, but I'm not a bum in the sense of the word.
No, I like to live in West End. I don't care what they call
it. Yeah, I like West End, too.
I got a lot of friends in the West End.
You better like the West End, then.
Yeah.
Tell me what Danny does.
Danny is pushes cars.
He don't push himself.
Well, Betty says he sells, but I seen him last time I seen him with his fire in front. his cars gets on fire. It's a habit. He don't run out of gas. He just burns up cars, and he pushes them. In fact, he's been trying to sell me a sports car. So him and Betty get married, and Danny don't make too much money, but Betty makes the money. In fact, I think Betty makes more money than Danny, don't you?
Yeah, well, I can just put near bed on that. That's what's got me worried.
Danny makes commission. I mean, if he sells a car, he makes more than Betty.
So that's why I have to push, huh?
So I want to put you over to Betty or have Betty put over to you. Betty's counting her money, her Girl Scout money. So I'll give you your father again.
Johnny, because, well, I just ain't got nothing to say.
Tell him what the doctor said about you.
Well, he says I'll live for a day or two yet. I guess I'm coming along all right. I haven't had enough pain in the side for a while. I've lost about a little over 20 pounds, nearly 25, and he says I'm supposed to lose another 20. Going to try to go down. Go down to 180. I went down from 42 around the waist to 38. In fact, I got on a pair of 38 pants now, and they're sliding down. I forgot to put a belt on. So Betty Lou says I don't look like her daddy, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to get a pillow when she comes around, I guess. Johnny, you're talking about the weather over there, the way it sounds. Well, you're having about the same kind of weather over there as we're having over here. I'm almost afraid to look out now. I'm afraid it's snowing, but it was getting cloudy when we come in. And I think it's been snow on the ground ever since Christmas, and it's, well, everything snow now is ice, and I don't think it ever gets above freezing. It's one of them times like we had here about 2 years ago. It just, every morning, they broke another record for cold weather. And they said I was to tell you about Danny. He's down in Philly in the hospital down there, and they say he's got something wrong. It's not with his heart. It's the cage around his heart. And his feet swelled up. Boy, you never seen nothing like it. And I don't know, I guess he's pretty bad shape. So I don't know when they're going to operate or what they're going to do. They've got to take some kind of testes, and for some reason or other, they can't take the testes because he fills up with fluid or something. And they're having trouble getting taking a test to find out just what they want to operate for, I guess. I want to try to get down to see him over the weekend if I can. Don't snow some more.
Flora had called again this morning. She'd been real good about calling. She wanted Daddy and the boys and I to go down this evening. Tomorrow's Danny's birthday, and Dr. Moe had told her he wanted somebody there with him constantly. So she's had to report off from work because seems that she's about the only one that can be sure to get down there every day. Her being able to drive is a big help. Only thing, she leaves there so shook up, but she'd like to have somebody there to drive her car back. So she won't be going back to work, I guess, unless they just call her and tell her she has to come in till after the operation. But her boss had already told her she could be off for Danny's operation. And Dr. Mo Margolis had told her that they would do it as soon as they could after they got him down there. There's one test that they have to have before they know just what they want to do, and they tried to take that yesterday, and he can't lie down. He hasn't been able to do that since for a day or two before Daddy and I took him into the hospital. So there he sat in Coatesville Hospital in a chair for about 2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks tonight we took him in.
It was 2 weeks tonight, Daddy says, since we took him into Coatesville Hospital. After we got him there, he seemed to grow progressively worse because he started to swell in his feet and legs. He had been swollen in his stomach and his face and neck. Even his hands had swollen a little bit at home. The doctor at first thought he had pneumonia or near pneumonia and thought that's where the cough was coming from. So what little bit of time he did spend in bed at home for that 2 weeks that he was homesick, he was sitting up in bed propped up with pillows. He didn't rest too much that way because he'd just have to get up and start walking, and he spent a good bit of time sitting on the couch. And I guess he was alone a lot, and he'd get depressed. But the night we took him to the hospital, he broke down and cried. And he broke down on the floor Sunday night and cried when Sheila had to leave him. And they took him down on Saturday to the university, graduate hospital in Philadelphia. And he did real well until Sunday evening when she left. Well, he broke down again and cried. So Dr. Moe says he wants somebody there with him constantly now. And when they tried to take the test yesterday morning, he has to be able to lie flat for 15 minutes in order for them to take this test, and he could only stay down 4 minutes. So I will know tonight what they were able to accomplish today, and Dr. Mo still insists they'll operate as soon as they can get these tests completed, and they're working on it. Well, while he was in the hospital, his mother was taken up and she had surgery, and the day that they took him to hospital on Saturday, they'd taken his brother-in-law up. Do you know which one that was? And he's still in the hospital. Now, Flora tells me this morning they're taking a little niece in next week, but that's just for a tonsillectomy, so it's not much to worry about there. But Danny's mother is home now, and she expects to be in Philadelphia the day he's operated on. So when she called me this morning, she was wondering if we could be there this evening. And one of the boys drive the car back, her daddy, and that we'd have a driver bring our car back. So then a few minutes she called me back, and a couple of men from the mill had called and wanted to go in this afternoon, so that suited us fine. And she'd like us to go in Thursday or Friday because Dr. Moe insists that he wants his spirits kept up and somebody to be there with him constantly. I guess by now that you have mail from me that two of your sisters and your brother's engaged. Roscoe's little bride-to-be seems to be a very nice little girl. Her name's Madeline Jo Compton, and we think a lot of her.
Tell them about Danny.
Susie's saying for me to tell you about Danny. Well, I think she covered the subject pretty good. And Betty and he spent the day down home Sunday. And his dad was telling me he shoveled the snow before he came in, and he